Moving on now, more terrorist attacks in Syria as fighting between government forces and foreign-backed insurgents rages on across the country. At least two people were killed and 20 others injured when mortar shells hit a neighbourhood in the central city of Homs. Earlier, insurgents planted a bomb inside a car that exploded near a school in the capital, Damascus. There's been no report on casualties yet. Meanwhile, heavy clashes have been reported in the city of Hama and Daraya in the suburbs of Damascus. Dozens of armed men, including a top insurgent leader, have been killed there. Three people carrying advanced telecom and satellite devices were also detained during the operation. Clashes also continue in Idlib. Army reinforcement has been sent there after a large number of foreign militants reportedly entered the area. Several men from a group called Ghoraba al-Sham have also been killed in the city of Ras al-Ain near the Turkish border. Nasser al-Omari, writer and political commentator, joins me from New York. Welcome to the programme, sir. Mr. al-Omari, the crisis in Syria continues with the government gaining ground in several areas. In general, just what should be done for the crisis to be solved?
Well, it has been determined a long time ago by various international figures that the only way for the Syrian people to restore peace in their country is to engage in dialogue. This conflict is getting out of control. It's costing people their lives, and there has to be a solution to this problem. We now know that all kinds of elements are entering the Syrian conflict. We know Al-Qaeda is involved in the conflict, and there is no out of this without the Syrian people coming to terms and agreeing to have serious negotiations about how to get their country out of this huge mess.
Indeed. Well, logically, one should base the solution on dialogue, but why aren't countries like Qatar and Saudi Arabia, as well as Turkey, not giving dialogue a chance, but rather provoking the crisis?
Well, the money keeps pouring into Syria, and we know that Nusra Front, which is affiliated with Al-Qaeda, has risen to the surface, and Syrians now feel the presence of these groups. This is a similar situation to what we saw in Iraq. And now we know the chances for peace are dissipating with more elements coming into the conflict with agendas that may not be Syrian agendas necessarily. So everybody needs to take a step back, and I have written extensively about the situation. There are no winners in this conflict. The Syrian people need to engage in serious negotiations, otherwise the country will descend into more violence. There is really no way out of this, no matter how much money people pour into this conflict. It will basically cost more Syrians their lives, and the country could actually descend into chaos for 10 or 20 years to come. So it's really time for reasonable people to sit and talk about this.
And very briefly, how much do you think Israel will be involved in a military confrontation in Syria?
Well, if the current trend continues, the whole region will be engulfed in this conflict. It's a matter of time before all neighboring countries will feel the effect of this deteriorating situation. I think these groups are very, very scary for the United States and for Israel, and I think they are most dangerous to the Syrian people themselves, and I believe that every single country will be feeling the influence of the deteriorating situation in Syria in no time.
Indeed. Nasser al-Omari, writer and political commentator from New York. Thanks for your time there, sir.